The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Portland Trailblazers are in San Antonio. They take on the Spurs tonight. Shaden Sharp is questionable. Game time decision.
Questionable, question mark?
I don't know.
He's questionable, but also Robert Williams was activated for the last game, and we got a DNP in that one.
Are we probably looking for the basement at the Alamo.
Are we going to look more for Robert Williams or Shaden Sharp tonight?
I think, number one, they're both going to play. I don't think they're clearing Shaden to be questionable without him going. The team did practice yesterday. It's basically their first practice in 2 weeks, which is kind of, I think they wanted to maybe get a practice in for Rob too, which is my, he probably didn't play against the Pels, that and the fact that the Pels had like a 1.5 big men.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a bunch of guards, and it wasn't probably a conducive place for him to play, whereas San Antonio or Minnesota, there's a bit more size for him to kind of be aligned with. But Shaden, I don't know. I haven't heard back whether or not he'll be kind of held to a back-to-back limit, because Rob will. If Rob plays 12 minutes tonight, he won't play tomorrow. Like, that's a thing.
Well, I think with his injury history, he probably shouldn't be playing in back-to-backs again.
I don't think he's going to play in any unless it's one of those situations where he only plays like 4 minutes.
Especially when he's your backup big.
Yeah. And in all reality, they're trying to recoup value on him and likely move him. Because Donovan Klingon's not ready to start and probably won't be until next year.
And will he take, though, Donovan Klingon minutes when he does play?
I think that is the most likely scenario, is that on a couple of nights, maybe Donovan doesn't play or he only plays a half and everybody's losing their mind. The same thing we did with Scoot last year of like, he needs to play 36 minutes. No, they don't. It's fine. It's a couple months. Chill. I don't think Rob's really going to cut into DA's minutes. Because for all of the, well, DA hasn't done this. Like, DA's been their most reliable and consistent player this season.
Yeah, he has been.
It's him and two. Like, that's, I don't think you can really argue with that. He's opened the season with 8 straight double-doubles. He's their consistent rebounder. Like, does he ebb and flow in some of his lesser games? Yes. But you need him out there. Like, that's part of this. But as it pertains to Shaden, Shaden's going to very likely come off the bench. And for everybody freaking out about that, coming out of training camp for the second year in a row, what did we hear about Tumani Kamara? He has to play. He has to get minutes. He's taking a leap. He comes out, and again, I just said, DeAndre Ayton, Tumani Kamara have been your two most consistent players this season.
They have been.
So you don't take Tumani Kamara out of the lineup.
And they also need some sort of scoring and creation off the bench, too.
Because it is woefully lacking right now.
And you're not getting it from Scoot Henderson, who kind of looks like a zombie at times on the floor.
The last couple games, he's been like that. And then Delano Banton has kind of been that scoring punch, you know, the closer.
When shots go, Delano Banton's great.
Oh, yeah. But when they don't,
he still shoots.
Yeah, but that's the thing. It's like he knows his role. Like it is to go get buckets.
Yeah.
You don't make that hoop if you don't take the shot.
Yeah. You got to have the Dion Waiters mentality. I'd rather go 0 for 35 than 0 for 9, because 0 for 9 means you stop shooting.
Yeah.
So.
Bucket getters got to get buckets.
But this is what you hope. and this is the Chauncey Billupsism of rotations. You keep what you kill. He's demonstrated that this year. Delano Banton goes out there, hoops, gets another opportunity, does it again, goes out, Denny's minutes get cut, and Delano closes that whole fourth quarter, right? Mm-hmm. Ryan Rupaire had a little cameo.
That's the only minutes he played, too, right, Banton. Right?
But again, Chauncey went to that because Scoot didn't have the juice.
Yeah.
And it's like, if you don't have it, dude, you need to know this is not how it's going to go. The only guys who I think are, like, quote-unquote immune to that are Ant, Jeremy, and D.A. because of their tenure and their years of success. So, and you could argue with that. It's fine. I don't care. But if you're a Blazers fan, what you want to see is you want to see Shaedon Sharpe come off the bench and then come out hungry and go absolutely nuclear over the next 2 weeks and make it a very difficult decision. Does two move to the bench? Does Denny move to the bench? Look, the easy quote, you know, air quotes here. The easy fix for this is when they move Jeremy Grant.
When?
It's not an if, it's a when. Look, again, and I will say this, I love JG as a player. I love him even more as a person. The dude is a great guy. There's very few people in the NBA I enjoy talking to more than him. He knows what the deal is. The team knows what the deal is.
May I ask a terribly unfair question?
Yeah, go.
Has Denny Avdija made a shot yet this season?
No, he's struggling to shoot, and that's, I think, but here's the thing.
Like, I initially was not super excited about his acquisition, and then I read about some things. I was like, okay, this could be a good thing. This could be a good thing.
Well, I mean, here's the thing about Denny.
Hold on, Russ. I think it's unfair that you ask that, and then you get really mad when they win a game.
No, listen.
Ooh. You know, like, this is the conundrum that a lot of Blazer fans are in, and I don't want to single you out. There's so many people that want, like, why aren't they playing better?
You're not wrong.
And then you go, well, they're winning. They're winning too many games, and this guy's not playing better. And that's the question that I have about with Shaedon Sharpe too. If Shaedon
Sharpe,
you're not wrong,
that's completely fair.
If Shaedon Sharpe lives up to the offseason that he had, mm-hmm. right, where by all reports and all accounts from a local and national level, it was like he is primed to pop.
He's finding it
right. If he comes out and he plays like that, they've already lost two games by what, 2 points mm-hmm. and 6 points. Mm-hmm. Do they start peeling off wins that you don't want to peel off against?
I don't think so, but because here's the thing.
I guess there's only, what, one game left against the Pelicans?
Yeah, in January. Here's the thing. If you look at where the Blazers are at, just using cleaning the glass here, so if you go to NBA.com, your numbers will be a little bit different because it's filtered for garbage time, right? Okay. The Blazers currently have the 26th best offense in the league.
All right.
That's atrocious. They also have the 10th best defense.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, this is like the upside down of the Terry Stotts era.
Like they are a good defense. Like, that's a real thing. And the thing about this is, if you don't have the offense, the NBA, the game, the way it is played right now, if you think about the NFL and how far the pendulum swung to the quarterback era, that golden era of, you know, 2011, 2018, of just like every quarterback putting up 4,500 yards and 30 touchdowns and 4 interceptions kind of a deal. That's the same kind of thing the NBA is in right now as far as the offense being juiced to the tits, just absolutely out of control, too much. And we need they reined it back in post All-Star break last year with the officials going, I'm going to take this whistle here that I blow 47 times a game, and I'm going to put it in my pocket.
Yeah.
And it made games so much better.
To your point, the number one defense in the NFL right now is the Tennessee Titans.
Ding, 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 ding. There's too many ways for the offense to compensate to beat that, and it's just a math problem of three is more than two.
Yeah.
And when you get that many threes up, you can balloon scoring numbers. Just it's the first thing you look at in the box score now.
Yeah.
How many threes did a team make? Because that's the single biggest indicator of success in the NBA right now. I hate it, but it is.
Thank you, Steph Curry.
And, yeah, to an extent. But the Blazers, because their defense is in that upper third. Let's just say the upper half, because it's going to change night to night, you know, in the early season stuff. What's actually interesting is the Blazers' defense is 10th, despite getting shellacked by the Thunder and the Warriors. Think about that.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, Couches, Stories, Grandma's Secret Pecan Pie Recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's Family Carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
They have the 10th best defense in the league, and those two games exist out of eight.
Mm.
It's kind of impressive when you think about it. But because they don't have the offense to buoy it night to night, they're going to lose.
Yeah.
Now, on the nights when Ant and Jeremy are hitting their shots, or if somebody else steps up into that role, then they're going to be feisty. But here's the thing. They're going to trade Jeremy. Like, that's... And that's...
We think.
And that's a consistency, even though he's struggling right now, over the course of 82 games, he is a consistency lever. Like, you pull that, and it's like, yeah, that's...
Okay.
And so I'm not too worried about the wins, necessarily. But as it pertains to Denny, okay, I want to call this out, and I think this is kind of the creed of like, this is why the Blazers are probably going to look to move Jeremy and to optimize things, is right now they're just too crunched when they're healthy. And if they get Tease back in a couple of days, they're going to have a fully healthy roster for the first time I can remember.
Oh, look at that.
It's kind of crazy to think about.
Honestly, never last year.
And the year before that, it was the same. Like, yeah. I mean, this is a team that has been battered by injuries over the last couple of years. So you go back to man games lost, it is. And that's even before you throw out the tanking stuff. They've just been beat to hell.
Huh.
Denny, when played at the four, which is just under 100 possessions this year, is in the 97th percentile in on-off rate. So basically, they are 20 points better per 100 possessions.
When he's on the floor at the four. Okay, at the four.
And I think that's where he's able to take advantage of his opportunities the most is when he... It's a lot like when people are like, Jeremy needs to play the three. It's like, no. Jeremy at the three loses a lot of his advantages because Denny at the four, now he can be a guy who's maybe a step quicker, or they aren't really sure with how to match up with him. And he's able to take advantage of those mismatches a little bit more. But outside of Denny's shooting, the playmaking, the blocks, the steals, the rebounding, like everything else is great.
Yeah.
And so it's super useful for them to have Denny on the floor. But they are going to have a minutes crunch between basically now and the trade deadline.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.